That's our ring. Time for Lamanef. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, in spite of the mysterious robberies that have been taking place in the Edwards and Peabody Circus, the show has continued to play several small towns around Pine Ridge, and today we find them in Odin, Arkansas. Lum is calling to Abner in the wagon they use for an office. Listen.
Hi, Granny. It's Abner. Come here. We've been robbed again.
Again?
Yeah, looky there. I just now opened the trunk to get that money out to deposit it in the bank, and it's gone.
Well, for the land's sake, say lie.
Whoever got it must have broke in here while we drove back to Pine Ridge this morning to check up on things over there.
Well, on the wagon and trunk was both locked up while we was gone.
Yeah, but whoever got it must have had a key to the trunk, for the lock ain't broke or nothing.
Well, they must have had a key to the wagon, too, then, for it was locked up.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Hey, nobody ain't stole your keys from you, have they?
No. I used them just now to open the trunk.
Doggies, this thing is getting to be serious, you know it?
Getting to be? It already is. I'm glad now I called the law in on this case.
The law?
Yeah, when we
Well, Lon, do you think that's a good idea now, getting the law in here?
Well, of course it is. We ain't been able to catch the thief ourselves, and we can't just sit here and lose all our money. Somebody's stealing it just as fast as we can get it. Over $800 has been stole from us so far.
Yeah, I know that, Lon.
Besides losing all our profit, we ain't going to be able to pay the performers and buy feed for the animals. Getting the law in here is the only thing to do.
Yeah, well, what I meant was that quick as we get a policeman around here, why, that's going to make the thief lay low, and then we never will catch him.
Oh, well, we don't need to worry about that. The policeman I'm getting here is Ben Withers.
Oh, well, that's different.
Nobody'd ever expect him of being the law if they didn't know he was a constable.
Oh, no, never in the world. Of course, now he wears that great big badge all the time, though.
Yeah, well, I told him to take that off. Told him what we wanted was a plain clothes man.
A plain clothes man?
Yeah.
Well, you got the right feller. He dresses awful servative. Wears some of the plainest clothes I believe I ever seen.
Well, Abner, I don't mean that.
His clothes is downright dull, I'd say. When'd you get hold of him?
This morning when we was in Pine Ridge. When you was over at your place talking to Elizabeth.
Oh?
He said he'd get over here to Odin just quick as he could, and then he had to find the key to the jailhouse so as he could lock it up while he was gone.
Yeah, well, I know where that's at. He give that to Willie the Boodler. Well, to one of the prisoners. I forget which one now. He said if he carried it around himself, he'd lose it short of the world, absent-minded as he is.
Yeah, well, he'll locate it all right.
Yeah, some of the prisoners has got it.
I think what he'll suggest is setting a trap for the thief.
Set a trap for him?
Yeah, him and me talked a little bit about it. We'll just put the money in the safe again tonight for bait and then catch the thief that way.
Oh, then set the traps around in front of the safe, huh?
Yeah. Or no, of course not, silly.
Well, that'd be the best place to put them on. The robber will have to step right up there to get to the safe.
Well, Abner, I don't mean set regular steel traps.
Say, I know what kind we can use. The lion tamer was telling me the other day how they catch them lions in Africa.
Well, they ain't looking no lion breaking in here taking that money.
No, but we might could catch a human the same way.
Excited, I can't hardly talk.
Well, see, to set this trap, Lum, just calm down. I'll explain this to you. Now, sit down.
You do most of the talking.
Yeah.
We'll do better that way.
Yeah. We set the trap. Just dig a great big hole in the ground in front of the wagon. Then you cover it all over with brush and hay and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Then when they step on it, they fall down in a hole and can't get out.
Yeah, that's fine, but that ain't the kind of a trap I'm talking about, though.
Well, Lon, he says that's the best kind. Of course, now, yeah, I forgot you got to put some fresh meat out in the middle of it, so's when they start after the meat, why, then that's when they fall through the cavern over the hole.
Well, what would a robber want with fresh meat?
I don't know. He says that's what they use there in Africa.
Well, that's because they're trying to catch wild animals. Whoever it is we're trying to catch is after money.
Oh, doggy, that's right. Well, sure. Just put the money in there, then.
No, we ain't going to do no such a thing, and we ain't going to dig no hole in the ground, either.
We ain't, huh?
What I mean by setting a trap is we can put the money in the safe and then set up and watch, see who comes to get it.
But, Lum, they ain't going to come in there with me and you sitting right there in the wagon.
We'll hide. Get outside in the dark, Summers.
Well, how you going to catch them if you ain't got no trap there?
Abner, let's just wait till Ben gets here and let him figure it out.
Of course, I reckon we could jump up and run in the wagon and try to catch him. But what if they're too fast for us and get away?
Well, I don't think we need to worry about that. He can't run very fast. He's pretty heavy, you know.
Who is?
Huh? Oh, Well, no use beating around the bush. You know who I'm talking about, Squire Skimp.
Oh, well, Lum, it couldn't be Squire.
Why couldn't it?
Well, because he was with us when we went back to Pine Ridge this morning.
Honey, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. He couldn't have taken the money when he weren't even here.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I had figured out that he was the only one besides us that had a key to the wagon. No, couldn't have been him after all.
Oh, no, not Squire, no.
Well, I, Grannies, I know it weren't Zenora's brother.
I never said it was.
I know what you're thinking, though.
Well, Lum, here's the way I think.
And Squire thinks that, too. But just because Squire happened to bump into him while he was sneaking or running around the wagon here, that don't mean he's a thief.
No, you're right. It don't.
Well, it don't.
Well, I'm agreeing with you, Lum.
No, you ain't. I can tell.
Oh.
He never had nothing to do with it. Him and Zenora's two of the nicest, honestest folks you'll ever want to meet.
Uh-huh.
Well, they are. And what's more, they don't need to go around robbing nobody because they're already rich. Her papa was a king or something over in Egypt. She told me that herself.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
Well, it's the truth. They're just working in the circus because they like the show business so much.
Uh-huh.
Like to be actors.
Yeah.
Well, now, don't get that look on your face.
Lum, I've agreed with everything you said.
There you are, fellas.
Well, howdy, Ben.
Hello, Abner.
Just climb on up in the wagon here.
Thank you, Will. Been looking all over for you fellas. Down by the monkey cages, everywhere.
Well,
now, this is us.
Proud you got here, Ben. We were just talking about the case.
A nice bunch of monkeys you fellas have got there. They're the cutest little rascals.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to have you get right to work on the case, Ben, but I'm feared I can't give you a whole lot of clues to start working on.
Fine.
The feller I'd sort of picked out for the thief turned out to be innocent after all, looks like.
Yes. Well, now, who do you suspect, Lum?
Well, I just told you. I don't know.
Now, wait a minute. Let me jot that down. I want to get a complete set of notes on this case. Do it right, you know. Then gradually, we'll start putting the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle together.
Doggy, did you bring that thing with you?
Now, tell me that again, Lum. Who'd you say?
I didn't say nobody, but I can tell you one thing. It ain't Zenora's brother.
Zenora's brother, you say?
Yes, sir.
All right. How do you spell that?
I said it weren't him, Ben.
Fine. Zenora's brother. Well, now, he must have a name of his own of some kind.
Yeah, it's Ed.
No, it ain't. And you keep out of this, Abner. His name is Leandro.
Well, maybe that's what it says on them posters, but everybody around here calls him Ed.
That's just a nickname, I think. Who ever heard of an Egyptian being called Ed? Especially an Egyptian king's boy.
Ed. All right. Ed, I've got that.
They're going to call Ben.
Now,
Allie or something.
Now, why do you suspect him so strongly, Lum?
I don't. He's innocent, and I know he is.
Well, if he's innocent, why do you suspect him? Seems to me...
Say, Lum, I think we'd better pitch the sideshow tent over there. Oh, well, hello, Ben.
Hello, Squire.
Well, this is a surprise. What are you doing over here?
Fine.
I got Ben to come over here and help us keep an eye on the money, Squire. Figure out who's getting it.
Oh, yes. Well, that's an excellent idea. If we don't track down the culprit pretty soon, we're going to have to close up, man.
Yes. Well, my list of suspects here is comprised so far of, Ed.
Ed?
Now, wait a minute. Let's get this straight once and for all. Zenora's brother ain't got nothing to do with this.
Oh, so that's who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Have very little dope on him so far, Squire.
Well, I don't know, but I'm inclined to agree that he's a man we'd better watch.
Grannies, I'm getting tired of all these false accusings going on here.
Well, now, Lum, you'll have to admit it looked a little suspicious the way he was hanging around the wagon here last night. He could very well have been trying to find out where you were going to put the money, or where you had it hidden.
Well, look, why don't we do this? Why don't we just go right direct to their quarters and have a talk with him and Zenora, too?
Yes, that's a good idea. We'll question them.
Yeah, question them. Ask them anything you want to. Come right out flat-footed and accuse them of taking the money, and just see what kind of answers you'll get.
All right.
Maybe that'll settle this thing once and for all.
Well, perhaps that's the best thing to do. I'd rather wait till after the performance,
Mr. Lum. Mr. Lum.
Oh, what is it, Cedric? We're busy right now.
Well, did you hear about Zenora and her brother?
Huh?
The tattooed man just told me they packed up everything a while ago and pulled out.
They did?
Oh, my goodness. And I'll bet you with our money, too.
Well, Well, even Lum seems to be losing faith in Zenora's honesty. Will Constable Withers be able to track down the deserters?